It's 88.5 KCSN, and we're pleased to be joined by the artist known as Soak, Bridey Mons Watson. Welcome.
Thank you.
Then we discussed before we went on air the fact of the name Soak and how it was arrived at. And I don't want to spoil the same surprise that I got when I learned of how you came to utilize the name. Would you share with the audience, it was you and your mother discussing what would be a good name? And
Originally, it was like, I was in a band called That's What She Said when I was like 13. And when that was finished, I was doing all the solo stuff. And I wanted, like, so I was pretty lazy, people kind of like using their own names as their artist name. And I wanted to have it sort of like a separate project, I guess. And I was asking my mum, like, what do you think about these names? And she was like, what about Soak? Because it's a combination of the words soul and folk. At the time, that was really cool, and I was like, cool. And I really like the Soak. Does it like one word really quick? That's what it is. But I don't think my music's neither soul or folk. So,
but it's just
it's an interesting.
We were you know, talking about how so a combination of soul and folk, Soak. Someone should have thought that up a long time ago, but you and your mom get the credit for it. So kudos to that. Trademark it, whatever you need to do, because someone's listening now. Hey, I could do that and call it a genre. Have been performing 6 years now, I guess, publicly or longer?
I guess, well, I was doing shows in that band, like, when I was quite young. And then as this thing, since I was almost 15, so I'm 19 now, so it's like, I can't do math, like, four-ish years.
Over the last couple of years... by yourself, armed today, with just an acoustic guitar, started to play bigger and bigger and bigger venues over in Ireland and in the UK.
Yeah.
where'd you find the confidence to just say, all right, man, tonight it's X thousand of people and it's just me?
I don't know, I guess, because I don't know, when I spent a long time in my room making demos and like re-downloading like free demos and stuff. And then when it came to doing live shows, like initially it was a lot of nerves and like even kind of playing to friends or family, because I'm talking about quite depthy subjects, I guess, and things that is quite surprising for my parents to hear. So that was quite I was quite nervous about that.
Even when it was just your
those
closest
people.
Friends and family,
yeah.
it was a challenge to be that confessional, I guess.
Yeah, initially. And then I guess with shows and stuff, like for the first couple, I got quite really nervous. But after that, it was pretty laid back. I quite enjoyed how delicate the songs were at that point in time and how kind of dramatic they almost were as well. So I don't know. That's kind of always been my way of talking about a lot of things, is to sit down and write a lot about them and then kind of work it out from there.
You were asked the question, if you weren't doing music full time, your response was, I'd be doing music full time.
Yeah.
So I guess there's no plan B.
I don't really have any options at this stage.
Nor should you concern yourself with it now, because things are going quite swimmingly.
Yeah, it's going cool. I mean, I finished my compulsory exams. And I was, at that point in time, I was only working towards trying to get enough so that I could go into a music college. And then when I was in the music college, everything kicked off career-wise. So I was only there for 7 months, and then they kicked me out because I was never there. So,
but for good reason. I mean, because you were actually out working.
Yeah. So, I mean, I won overall.
One of your songs that I found interesting, more than interesting, quite compelling, and some might say contrarian to your generation, and Be a Nobody, in which you're not saying, you know, be a slacker. What you're saying is don't unnecessarily and selfishly pursue fame. Mm-hmm. More or less, be true to yourself. Is that not the intent of the song?
Yeah, it's kind of like, it's strange because the whole idea and concept of being a nobody is identical to the concept of being somebody, just with kind of a word with more connotation, I guess. So yeah, it's kind of like, it's just speaking out as in, like, you are what you are and that's okay. And, like, there's no need to try and better yourself for any reason. You know, there's going to be bad parts of you that nobody's going to like. And, like, sometimes that's just the way. And I guess it's kind of just speaking to the audiences and, like, I don't know. You kind of grow up and you're always told everyone's special and everybody's an individual person. And it's kind of, it's agreeing with that, but also being like, let's all collectively not care about that idea. Thank you. your mind. They just love me. Come on, come on. They are nobody.
The album, Before We Forgot How to Dream, there certainly is an inherent message there. The songs are wonderfully touching and evocative and, as you've alluded, personal. And I hate to say it, but I have to say it. For someone your age, it shows a strong sensibility and a strong growing sense of self, both as a person and an artist. And we tip our hats to you for that, and we want to thank you for coming out today.
Cheers. Thank you for having me.
It is Soak, and she will be playing tonight at the Echo, and of course the album is available, and we hope everyone who can will take the opportunity to come see her tonight and to continue to listen to her here on 88.5 KCSN.